The state did everything it could to retain the plant.
I'm satisfied we did everything that we could, and that comes from Ford, frankly. We had a face-to-face meeting with them last February. As you know, this has been going on 3 or 4 years. We were very supportive of Ford's initial efforts to create a new greenfield site. We worked with them, had a great proposal for their business structure changed, and they chose to think about restructuring, retooling Hayphill. And again, we met with them. The situation, unfortunately, for Hayphill is that they're the end of a production cycle. It's been a great, effective, productive facility for Tauruses and Sable. The problem comes that model is being discontinued. And unfortunately, the timing of Ford's overall economic situation comes at the end of a production cycle there. But we met with Ford once again and thinking about retooling Hayphill and gave them a proposal of which they indicated they had felt strong support from Georgia. We continued to negotiate with them all through the summer, almost waiting for the ink to be signed on all the details of the contract, which were agreeable there, and yet the other business structure continued to deteriorate, and they have had to make some very difficult decisions, as we've noted other industries have. From a state's perspective, and I indicated this to the employees, while regrettably this has happened, I am convinced that the state has done everything in its power to make Ford welcome, to keep Ford welcome, and that I wish we had it within our power to make them profitable and successful, not only here, but in all their other operations.
Mother Kathy Cox, Secretary of State Kathy Cox, wrote you a letter urging you to make a personal visit to Ford. Would a visit have made a difference?
Well, I think in all fairness, Paul, you ought to talk about that letter was delivered to my office Friday afternoon at after 3 o'clock. And I use this story to illustrate that. If you've ever had a loved one in the hospital or not doing very well, and it was not they weren't expected to live, then some people are called to their bedside at in the last hours. And frankly, we've been there visiting all along. And I make that point that not only did we haven't waited until the eve before this decision. I think everyone understands what that is, what that was. We've been talking with Ford for 3 years now, giving them proposals they considered strong support from the state of Georgia. It's unfortunate that they've had to make these tough business decisions. I regret it for the employees. I want to say to those employees here in the Atlanta area, Ford acknowledged us. This is one of the most productive workforces, and that even makes me feel even more that this was just almost unavoidable from Ford's perspective and had to do with the life cycle of the product. There's nothing wrong with the employees. There's nothing wrong with the plant. There's nothing wrong with the state. There's nothing wrong except we had the unfortunate timing of being at the end of a production cycle where there needed to be a reinvestment to create another vehicle.
Any more questions? I wanted to ask about the Katrina money for Senator